You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 141.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Everyone, and happy Fast Friday. The podcast went on a little bit of a hiatus, but we will be back Monday with our first interview episode in a while, and I am really, really excited about it. I am right in the middle of the Food Entrepreneur Summit. It is going really well. The engagement is crazy high, and all of the participants are really enjoying the videos. I will be doing a full launch recap of the Food Entrepreneur Summit in the coming weeks, and I'm just really excited to share what I learned and how I almost came so close to tripling sales from the first summit back in May 2016. So here we are in 2017, and there will be a little bit of change going on to this podcast. Mainly the first one is I'm going to be going down to 2 episodes a week for a while, and I'm doing this because I am really dedicated to bringing you even more free content this year. And in order to be able to do that, I want to be able to give you guys blog posts and freebies and downloads. And I know in order to do that, something has to give. So instead of committing to 3 episodes and not being able to carry out them or coming up with some situations where I'm just overwhelmed and spreading myself too thin, I decided to pull back on the episode. So what I'll be doing is I'll be alternating foodie episodes and business episodes every Monday, and then we'll still do the Fast Fridays. And then hopefully at some point I can go back to 3 episodes a week, but I really think 2 episodes will be a nice flow for this podcast in 2017. So what I wanted to talk to you about today, I'm actually recording this live on January 6th, the day I'm going to release it, because I have been so into summit mode that the podcast needed to take a little break. So I am going to be back at it. And today I wanted to share with you 2 mistakes I made in my business. And these are 2 mistakes that I basically made the last quarter of 2015 into 2016. And for me, this was a time that I still wasn't sure the direction of my business. I was still doing health coaching up until that point. I had just finished running a little holiday challenge that went well. But if you know my story and you've been following along, I was making like $200 a month on this side of my business, my personal brand side. I wasn't really sure of my focus. I didn't know where I was going. And I didn't feel like I could really scale my health coaching side of my business. Maybe because I didn't really know that much about business at that point, maybe because my passion wasn't fully into it, but I started to make some mistakes that I've learned so much from, and it's really, really benefited from me at this point, and I wanted to share them with you. The first mistake I made was hiring out when I wasn't ready to, and I hired someone to help me with social media, but the thing is, and so let me just backtrack a little bit. I had done Smart Success, which was with Shalene Johnson, which really helped me get my priorities in order and my life in order. I've talked about here that it did help me, but it wasn't until I did the 90-day year that the pieces really started to fall into place for me. But something that Shalene Johnson talks about a lot is outsourcing, which is so important. But I didn't know the direction of my business. I didn't know where I needed to focus. I didn't know what I needed to do in order to grow my business and make significant income to bring in. And I started to hire out help with social media. But if you're not sure where you need to spend the time to actually make money in your business, hiring out is not going to help you. So what I did was I was very busy, quote unquote, doing social media for my business. I was spending a lot of time on 2 different Instagram accounts, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. I was wasting time in those platforms just talking to people, but hey, didn't really have anything to offer, didn't really make any sales, and basically didn't know what I was doing. So I was doing the spend your time on social media, waste time, not make any money dance, basically. So I decided, since I was spending so much time on social media, I should hire someone to help me with it. Seems like a great idea, because when you outsource, then you can actually spend time in your wheelhouse. You can spend time doing more sales and marketing in other ways that you know will bring you in more money. But I didn't know where to be spending my time. I didn't know where to be focusing. I didn't even know what to do really to make more money. So basically, I was paying someone and I wasn't bringing in anything because I didn't really know what to do or what to focus on. So that's the first mistake I made. I hired in the wrong area, and that's mostly because I just wasn't ready. So don't hire someone before you are ready, before you really have a focus, before you really have a way to make money so you can support yourself, your bills, and the person that you're paying. Again, outsourcing is an amazing idea if you know where you can be spending time to make money. And if you don't, then I really, really, really want you to spend time sitting down, figuring out where you need to be spending time to do outreach or to do sales, or figure out your focus, talk to your audience, figure out where you need to be spending time to generate income. And once you know that, then you can hire someone to free up some of your time so you can be spending your time in your expertise. That's the first mistake I made. The second mistake I made is kind of twofold. It is all about kind of shiny object syndrome and getting fancy. And what I mean by that, it's kind of twofold. So the first thing I want to say is that there are so many different amazing, amazing tools and systems that you can purchase to run your business. But what I want you to do is I want you to really try and run your business as lean as possible. You don't need all the fancy tools. What do you need? If you want to really get down to it, if you need something to host your memberships site or host your courses, you can use Google Drive until you can afford to move on. You don't need to invest in all the fancy tools, all the fancy systems, the fancy checkout system if you're not at that point yet. So even recently, I just pared down and got rid of two tools that I wasn't really using that I was paying $25 a month for. It doesn't seem like a lot, but if I don't need them, why am I paying for them? There are certain things that you need to run your business. For me, ConvertKit is integral. I need ConvertKit to run my business. And I've been using SamCart, and SamCart has helped me generate a lot of sales in the past month. So I need SamCart. But then there were other tools. Right now, I am not making the best use of Pinterest. So I decided Tailwind has got to go. I am not using it, and I'm basically wasting the money because I'm not using it. So why am I paying for Tailwind? So I got rid of that. And I actually also got rid of paying for Calendly. So I use Calendly to book all my appointments, but I had four different slots where you can book appointments, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to pare down. I'm pretty sure I can go down to just one slot. So I'm going to try it out. It's been working for the past few weeks, and I'll see how it goes. So the point is, you don't need to get fancy. You don't need to invest in all the best tools and whistles and all of that to run your business. Try and run your business as lean as possible. And the other side I want to talk about is the custom design side. So it is really lovely to have your own website built, and if you're selling a program, product, or service, you want to build things to your the exact way you want to do it. But if you are just starting out, or you are not 100% certain and set in your products, programs, or services, then don't build custom sites, because I guarantee you, and I've been here where I've done custom things for ebooks, which, hello, it did not warrant the cost of the custom site. You don't need to build fancy things, because you are going to make changes. You're going to make tweaks. You're going to need to move the landing page around. You're going to maybe want to make a change to your checkout system. You're going to want to make changes, especially after you do beta launches of your programs, because you're going to have to make tweaks. And if you don't know how to change a word around, or change a drag and drop around, or fix your checkout system, or change an image, you're going to have to pay that designer every single time you make a change. So unless basically you're Amy Porterfield, I do not recommend doing custom designs, because if you can't make the change and you can't afford to make that change over and over again, and you don't have a designer on your payroll, then I really, really think it's way worth it to invest in something like Lead Pages to do this for you. I have Lead Pages. I have not done any custom design since the disaster ebook custom design, when I couldn't figure out how to change out anything. And guys, the site doesn't, those pages don't even exist anymore, because that was build two ebooks and sell like one copy of them. So don't do custom design until you are absolutely positive on your offering and you have everything set and tweaked. I know Lead Pages seems like an investment, but you have to weigh out paying for Lead Pages or investing in a designer and not being able to make the changes. So these are two mistakes that I've made. And also, I know a lot of people love Beaver Builder, and that definitely works. It is a great low-cost option if you know how to use Beaver Builder. I do not know how to use Beaver Builder. I don't want to pay someone every time I tweak a landing page, and I don't want to take the time to learn Beaver Builder every time I need to make a change. So I want you to think about these two things. Do you know where you are focusing in your business? Do you know where you need to spend time so you can make more money? And can you run your business any leaner than you are running it right now? So I hope that you can learn from these mistakes that I've made in my business. And if you have any feedback, come share it with me. Come over to the Blissful Bites community on Facebook and we can chat about it. And if you are interested in learning more about or joining the Food Entrepreneur Summit, you can still join us. You can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit and you can enroll in the self-study program. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and let me know what you think. I'll talk to you soon.
This has been Blissful Bites, a Food Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks for listening.